Okay. What are we talking about?
We're at the very last stories of book six. We're talking about the man who looking for the sheikh. He spoke with his wife. Did not like the wife.
Huh? We are at the end of the stories. So, yes, we are listening about what this sheikh is all about. What is it? He's talking about the miracle simplified and obvious. Do you remember last time? He talked about what? The story started out very bizarre. Somebody is looking for shade. Right? Then what happened? Then what would happen to you when you're looking for a shade? The first obstacle is the woman, the logic of sheikh. How is that logic? First of all, she's not going to be your sheikh, right? And she wants that sheikh to be 100% for her. So, she will hate you. And what level of woman are we talking about? Understandable? Or sheikh is higher than that? Then he said, she even fighted with the fellow who wants to follow the sheikh, right? Then what? Then he came out and he's asking the other people to find the sheikh, and they told him that you will find him over there. Meanwhile, Rumi said, you know what? Think about it. Here we are talking about what? We are talking about that funny story of bowing. Do you remember that story? Before coming here, when God said, come and bow to this new creature I made, everybody did it except Satan. That's why he was punished and sended with us in here. Do you see it? It's here. What am I talking about? I'm talking about simple logic of life. What is life? Yeah, what is life? Eat and try not to be eaten. Is there something else? Oh yeah, reproduction. Me, mine. That's what it is, isn't it? This is the life of the animal. It's not mine. Why? Because I'm not an animal. How? This is what we want to talk about. We bow. Do you remember? Oh, in one of these prayer stuff, you have to bow couple of times a day, because Satan didn't eat. You have to do it. And you could choose to do it or not. So, this is the meaning of love. Said, let's talk about that bow and thing like that. Because there are two things here we want to talk about that it's not easy. Is religion and pity, gnosis in the result of the past accusation. What are all these? In Persian it's simpler. He's talking about Irfan and Zohd. Zohd is somebody who is not doing anything and blah blah blah. Irfan is that high knowledge that we want to transfer, right? He said, you know what? That lifestyle chosen by these sacred people is like you plant this stuff. The Irfan we are talking about is to gather these plants and use them. It's the end result. Why? Because we have a body and we have something else. Do you remember? Somewhere, if you say this, they will say, what? Come on. We don't have something else. Everything is animal. Is it? If somebody will tell you this, what do you say?
I say I have a spirit too.
She's telling you, what do you say?
Culture.
What is the words that you want to use to explain what?
Communication.
Being together. What is the contact of an animal with other animals? Even with the mates. What is there? It's sex. So what? Right? What about pity? Or, for me, honest to God, the first thing that will come in my mind is the statue of David. I believe that's a must. I have spent a full day looking at that statue. Magic. Don't you like to be Ludwig von Beethoven? Yes, but you cannot. It's like a magic. Did I tell you the story of the magic I experienced really? I believe it's a story I should write down. In the college I was going, the lowest grade of these servants is a guy who will step on the clay to prepare it for a statue making. Illiterate? Nothing. This is when he came to that college. A couple of years later, the queen bought the statue that he made with garbage. Yeah. was a good environment, art school and all that, but this fellow was genius. Where that comes from? You tell me.
Inspiration?
You tell me. Everybody wants... First of all, it comes from the people in that college who provoked his feelings and all that, isn't it? We are together. He realized that if you make a nice statue, everybody will admire it. This experience, that is the point. We are we. What is the difference between what I'm thinking and a donkey? What is it? I'm talking, I'm not thinking. What is talking? That's our connection. We have transformed to be that connection. That's where this magic comes out. He is talking about this magic again and again and again. And at the end, he will say, take head for the divine command. This knot is upside down. Give alarm to him who gives alm to yourself. All of that means what? It means that, first of all, who do you owe a lot of things that you have? You look towards the rich people and think that they gave you this. First of all, those rich people, if they give somebody to someone, they will not be rich. The poor people gave it to you. Yes. Their effort is making your life this comfortable. So, give to the fellow who is giving to you. Means you should realize how we are interconnected. This is the opening gate for connecting to the Sheikh. The connection is